This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of August 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have come here to study. You do not need to close your eyes. One generally studies with one's eyes open. Question: what habit do devotees have on the path of devotion which you children should not have? Answer: on the path of devotion, they go in front of an image of any of the deities and continue to ask for something or other. They have instilled in themselves the habit of asking for something. They go in front of Lakshmi and ask her for wealth, but they don't receive anything. You children do not have this habit now. You have a right to the Father's inheritance. You just have to continue to look at the Father without an image. It is by doing this that you earn a true income. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. This is a school, but you don't have to look at any pictures or bodily beings here. Here, while seeing anyone, your intellect should go to the one without an image. At school, the children's attention is always on the teacher, because they definitely have to listen to him, since he is teaching them. They then have to respond to him. When a teacher asks a question, students will signal, "I can tell you the answer." This is a unique school, because this study is unique. The one who is teaching has no image. So you have to sit with your eyes open to study. Would students in a school sit in front of their teacher with their eyes closed? On the path of devotion, they are used to sitting with their eyes closed and turning the beads of a rosary, etc. Sages too sit with their eyes closed. They do not even look at women because each one thinks that his mind would cause mischief. However, the world today is Tamo Pratan. The father is explaining to you children. Although you are looking at the body here, your intellects are busy in remembering the one without an image. There is no sage or holy man who remembers the one without an image while looking at the body. You know that Baba is sitting in this chariot and teaching us. He speaks. It is souls that do everything. Bodies don't do anything. Souls listen. It is souls that listen to and relate spiritual knowledge or physical knowledge. A soul becomes a physical teacher. You teach a physical study through a body. But it is the soul that is studying that. Good and bad sanskars are imbibed by each soul. The body turns to ash. No human being knows this. They have body consciousness. I am so-and-so, I am the Prime Minister. They would not say, "I, the soul, have taken this body of a Prime Minister." Only you understand that it is souls that do everything. Souls are imperishable. You have received bodies to play your parts here. If there were no soul in a body, that body would not be able to do anything. When a soul leaves a body, it is just a corpse laying there. A soul cannot be seen with these eyes. It is subtle. The Father says, remember the Father with your intellect. You have it in your intellects that Shiv Baba is teaching you through this one. This is a subtle thing, and it also has to be understood. Some understand very well. whereas others do not understand at all. There is just this much to understand. Alpha means God, Baba. By simply saying God or Ishwar, you don't experience the relationship of the Father. At this time, all have stone intellects, because they do not know the Father, the Creator, or the beginning, middle, and end of creation. The history and geography of this world continue to repeat. It is now the confluence age. No one knows this. You understand this, but you too didn't know this previously. Baba is now decorating you with this knowledge. However, as soon as you leave here, Maya rolls you in the dust and spoils your decoration of knowledge. The Father decorates you, but you also have to make your own efforts. Some children speak wildly as though they have not been decorated at all. They forget everything. Students who sit at the back do not have their hearts in studying that much. They go to work in a factory and become wealthy. They haven't studied anything. However, this is a very high study. You cannot receive a future status without studying. Here, you don't have to sit in a factory and do work through which you would become wealthy. Everything here is going to be destroyed. Only your imperishable income will go with you. You know that when a person dies, he leaves empty-handed. He does not take anything with him in his hands. You will go with your hands full. This is called a true income. This is your true income for 21 births. Only the unlimited Father enables you to earn a true income. You children see this image, but you remember the one who is without an image, because you too are souls, and souls only see their Father. You study with him. You do not see souls or the Supreme Soul, but you know them with your intellect. I, this soul, am imperishable, and this body is perishable. Even though this Father sees you children in front of him, his intellect is aware that he is explaining to souls. What the Father is now teaching you children is nothing but the truth. There isn't the slightest trace of falsehood in it. You are becoming the masters of the land of truth, whereas this is the land of falsehood. The Iron Age is the land of falsehood, and the Golden Age is the land of truth. There is the difference of day and night. In the Golden Age, there is no question of sorrow. Its very name is the land of happiness. Only the unlimited Father would make you into the masters of that land of happiness. He has no image, whereas all others have an image. Does the name of his soul change? His name is always Shiva. All others are called souls, and the names they are given refer to their bodies. A Shivalingam represents the incorporeal. The ocean of knowledge, the ocean of peace, is the praise of Shiva. He is also the Father, and so you would surely receive the inheritance from the Father. The creation does not receive an inheritance from the creation. The Creator would give the inheritance to his children. When someone has his own children, would he give an inheritance to his brother's children? Here too, the unlimited Father gives the inheritance to his unlimited children. This is a study, just as people become barristers, etc., by studying. Their yoga is connected to their study and the one teaching that study. Here, the one who is teaching you is without an image. You souls are also without an image. The Father says, I am teaching you souls. You also have to understand that the Father is teaching you. The Father only comes once and teaches you. It is souls that study. It is souls that experience happiness and sorrow through bodies. When a soul leaves his body, no matter how much you beat the body, it is as though you are beating dust. The Father repeatedly explains to you, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Baba knows that you imbibe everything, number-wise. Some are such Buddhas that they do not understand anything. This knowledge is very easy. Even those who are blind, crippled or lame can understand, because everything is explained to souls. Souls are not crippled or lame. It is the bodies that are like that. The Father sits here and explains to you so clearly, but they have had the habit from the path of devotion of sitting with their eyes closed, and so they do the same here. It is as though they are intoxicated. The Father says, do not close your eyes. While seeing someone in front of you, keep the Father in your intellect, for only then will your sins be absolved. This is so easy. Nevertheless, you say, Baba, I am unable to remember you. Oh, but you can remember till you die your physical father, from whom you receive a limited inheritance. Whereas this one is the unlimited father of all souls, and yet you cannot remember him. You call out to this father, O God, the Father, guide me. In fact, it is wrong to say this. The Father is not the guide for just one person. He is the unlimited guide. He would not liberate just one person. The Father says, I come and grant salvation to everyone. I have come to take everyone to the land of peace. There is no need to ask for anything here. He is the unlimited Father. Those people come into limitations and continue to say, me, me. O God, give me happiness. Remove my sorrow. I am a degraded sinner. Have mercy on me. The Father says, I have come to make the unlimited old world new. Deities reside in the new world. I come every 5,000 years when you have become completely impure. This is a devilish community. There is just the one Satguru who speaks the truth. He alone is the Father, teacher and Satguru. The Father says these mothers will open the gates to heaven. It is also written gateway to heaven. However, people cannot understand this. They are lying in hell, for this is why they call out. Baba is now showing you the path to heaven. The Father says, I come to make impure ones pure and take you back. Now consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be cut away. Tell everyone just the one thing. The Father says, become a conqueror of Maya and thereby a conqueror of the world. I show all of you the way to become the masters of the world. People worship Lakshmi at Deepmala. they ask her for wealth. They do not say, give me good health or increase my lifespan. You claim your inheritance from the Father. Your lifespans become so long. Now he gives you everything, health, wealth and happiness. Those people just ask Lakshmi for pebbles and stones, but they don't receive even those. They have just developed that habit. They would go in front of a deity idol and beg for something. Here, you don't have to ask the Father for anything. The Father says to you, by constantly remembering me alone, you will become the masters, and by knowing the world cycle, you will become the rulers of the globe. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. There is no need to say anything for this, because you are receiving the inheritance of heaven from the Father. Will you now worship them? You know that you yourselves are becoming those, so why would you worship those five elements? We are receiving the sovereignty of the world, and so what are we going to do with that? You do not go to temples, etc. now. The Father says, all of that is the paraphernalia on the path of devotion. In this knowledge there is just the one expression, constantly remember me alone. That is all. By having this remembrance, your sins will be cut away and you will become Satipatthana. You were full of all virtues and you have to become that again. People don't understand this. The Father has to beat his head so much with those who have stone intellects. You should have this faith. Only the one Father, none of the sages or holy men, etc., can tell you these things. This one is not God. He is now at the end of his many births. I enter the one who has taken the full 84 births. He was a village urchin. He then becomes beautiful from ugly. He was a complete village urchin. Then, when he became a little ordinary, Baba entered him because the furnace had to be created. Who would feed them all? So surely someone ordinary was needed. All of these matters have to be understood. The Father himself says, I enter this one at the end of his many births. He has become the most impure. He is the one who will then also become the most pure. He has taken 84 births, and the same applies to you. There isn't just one, there are many. Only those who are going to become part of the sun and moon dynasties come here, number-wise, according to the efforts they make. The rest will not be able to stay here. Those who come later will listen to a little of this knowledge, and they will then come down later. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Make effort to keep permanently the decoration of knowledge that the Father puts on you. Do not spoil your decoration of knowledge in the dust of Maya. Study very well and earn an imperishable income. 2. While seeing this image, that is, this bodily being in front of you, let your intellect remember the Father without an image. Do not develop the habit of sitting with your eyes closed. Do not ask the unlimited Father for anything. Blessing. May you be an intense effort maker who knows the importance of this time and thereby comes first by going fast. The souls who come in the Avyat part receive the blessing of last go fast and fast come first. So know the importance of this time and put into practice the blessings you have received. This Avyat sustenance easily makes you powerful, and you can therefore move ahead as much as you want. Because Bapdada and the instrument souls constantly give blessings to you all to fly ahead, you have easily received the fortune of moving fast. Slogan: with the awareness of the great mantra of incorporeal and corporeal being equal, become a constant yogi. Om Shanti.